Open Windows, January the 31st. Resurrection Living. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. Let us point out that after his resurrection, our Lord was, because of the peculiar nature of his resurrection state, no longer subject to natural limitations. Time and space had no control of him. The principle abides, and it applies now. When there is a living in the value and energy of resurrection life, we are children of eternity and of the universe. Prayer touches the ends of the earth, and the significance of our being and doing is of universal and eternal dimensions. There are no limitations. So then, beloved of God, the natural life is no longer a criterion. Whether it be strong or weak matters not. The strength does not mean effectiveness in spiritual things. Whether that strength be intellectual, moral, social, or physical strength, its weakness does not carry a handicap. We are called to live and serve only in his life, which is the only efficient and sure one. What is true of the head must be true of the members. What is true of the vine must be true of the branches. What is true of the last Adam must be true of every member of his race. Planted together in the likeness of his resurrection, said the apostle in Romans 6. And he prayed that it might be more and more experiential, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That should be the prayer of every true spirit-led servant of Christ.